the games begin?
Let's go.
Let's go!
Let's go!
Tick, tick, boom.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
What up? What up?
Well, I only care about one thing this morning, and that is the current state of the most important back in September baseball history. Is there an update, Curtis, on the back, the oblique of Roman Anthony? Please tell me the news is good this morning.
Rome wasn't built in a day, but it was destroyed in one. It does not sound good. Post-game said he was far more painful than the prior injury he sustained. The oblique is a pesky one, especially if you have to swing a baseball bat. So
he will undergo an MRI today.
No. I hate the MRI.
Yeah.
No. All right. Well, I mean,
it's not a good sign.
Nothing we can do about it.
Nope.
Probably some disappointed ladies in the seaport or other areas of the city of Boston with the back being down, but whatever.
I think you should offer up your services if he needs help carrying groceries to his apartment, anything else.
I could do that. I have experienced several different issues when it comes to the back. I have, you remember, it wasn't so long ago. I was limping around here like an injured old man.
Yeah.
I thought you had pooped your pants the way you were walking.
He's got to get more core work in.
He does.
Strengthen that core up.
And if you've had an oblique injury at any stage of your life, 617-779-7927.
Do not. Please do not. I beg you, please do not call with any kind of injury experience. Not what we want on this radio
program. I got that playing pickleball.
Yep.
We have got a lot to get to, though, this morning. And that includes New England Patriots, who will practice today in advance of the home opener, and felt like a great Patriots Monday on a Tuesday yesterday, and some interesting information from Mike Vrabel yesterday on this radio show, and from Boomer Esiason, and even maybe from Ty Law. So the interesting thing about Mike Vrabel on the show yesterday, and upon reflection for me last night, Curtis, was the discussion about Micah Parsons and about the difference, it appears, in the way in which the two people who could possibly be in charge of the organization are publicly sharing what the intention of the organization is. So I and we talked about it briefly yesterday, but Elliot Wolf, not more than 2 weeks ago, was out there in front of everybody talking about how he would love to trade first round pick or whatever it takes to go get a player like Micah Parsons. And then Mike Vrabel yesterday is like, no, that's not the strategy, the intent. Yeah. That is nothing that the organization is going to do at any point. So there appears to be a little bit of a divide over there.
Well, we call that in the sports world as being on two different pages.
Yeah.
You know, the philosophy of, you know, Vrabel and him saying, you know, we want to build through the draft. The draft, you know, he obviously spoke about what the draft has looked like the past few years here, and it hasn't been very good. And then you got Elliot Wolf saying, you know, we got no problem moving on from a first or a second round pick. So, yeah, that's not being on the same page. And that's going to be interesting moving forward. But I told you at the end of the day, it really is going to be Elliot Wolf. He is the guy who's taking all the slings and arrows right now. He's going to be the fall guy. And
that's really the only reason he's still here.
Yeah.
Like, because he's not. Does anybody believe he will be a part of the group that does the drafting for the Patriots next May?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
And you're not signing people of note right now. Free agency is not until March of 26.
Nope.
So he's literally just here so he can remind people that he was the guy behind a draft that has one player left from last year.
Well, yes. And he gets to bring Efton Chisholm into his office and tell him that he made the football team. And then they get to share that video with everybody.
Right. What it's nice. Those videos
choice,
are nice.
What do you think the second choice of Efton's parents were?
It's got to be a family name.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I did that to Brees. Like,
Brees is a cool name, though.
You think so?
Yeah.
There's a debate. Curtis, you could weigh in as a new parent. There's a debate about whether giving your kid a unique name is a good thing or a bad thing. Because
it's a bad thing because they're going to get made fun of.
Yeah, but some people think that makes them tough, Wiggy.
Today's society, we don't allow bullying. What do you mean? That don't make them tough. That's always a bad thing is because people are going to pick on you because of your name.
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of nice that I think that you have a name that's not a common name that everybody has. Right.
I think Brees is perfect for it because he's a really confident guy who appears to be unmoved by what people would say. I think given my mental health issues that had I gone with Efton Curtis, it may have been a bad end for James.
And Brees is really not that bad. No. I bet in high school he's, you know, kids are not clowning on him for Brees. That's not. Efton, though, is a little
probably,
bit different.
I don't know if he got. I don't know if he got clowned on for it, but I probably not in high school. I would imagine it would have been in grade school or something if he did. But I don't think I doubt he's ever encountered another Brees.
Was it Jen's maiden name? Is that why?
No, it was my mother's maiden name. Right. So my mom's maiden name.
I like the name.
Yeah. Brees isn't bad.
Honestly, what really happened is when Jen was pregnant, we were very friendly with another couple, and they were pregnant at the same time. And we randomly mentioned the name that we were thinking of, and suddenly, like 2 weeks later, they announced that they were giving that name to their child.
No. Oh, rookie move.
Yes, they stole the name.
It's like a
Can
George.
Can you tell us what the name was?
Seven. It's like a George Costanza Seven.
It wasn't Apple or Seven. It was.
But it wasn't like a James where they could have been.
No, it was like, it was two names.
Seafood Tower.
It wasn't Seafood Tower. I wasn't into the Seafood Towers at that point. You're talking 25 years ago, Wayne.
All right.
I don't think I could go too far down this road, but speaking from personal experience, some people go absolutely bat bleep crazy if they think you're taking a name in families.
Ooh. Really?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yes. There is people that are in families that I am part of that have not spoken over that.
Huh. Yeah, I think it's a crazy big thing.
Yeah, you shouldn't steal no names.
I think it's a big thing.
But if the name's Emily, like, what are you going to do? It's
well, Emily, like
yeah. Yeah, like,
Emily.
Where do you draw the line, too? Is it just family, or if your friends have a name that you like, can you use that name as well? It's hard.
Why are you asking somebody else for names?
No. If your best friend has a child,
yep,
and you're like, damn, they used one of my favorite names. They didn't steal it from you. They just used the same one. Then do you have to delete that name off your list?
Yeah, you can't. If you're really good friends,
you can't have the same kid name exact same name as your best friend.
We have friends whose parents were best friends in college. That's how they know each other.
Right.
They were both pregnant at the same time. Both moms were pregnant at the same time. They said, they both knew they were having boys. We are not sharing the name.
Were they in your parents' wife swapping club?
No. On Santo's side that I've now become very good friends with. Both moms gave birth, introducing, both named the boys Charlie.
Without communicating
Correct.
About it?
That's different. Yeah. That's just it's a roll of the dice.
But they're best friends, so it's just. It's
a roll of the term dice. Is pregnant people, not moms, please.
BMs. And I believe it's baby mama nowadays.
Well, listen, if everything heals up properly when it comes to the oblique, and the Red Sox go as far as we hope they can go, there may be an awful lot of Romans which are born in the next 9 to 10 months.
Or maybe obliques.
I am hoping. Okay.
Oblique Curtis.
All right. Well,
oblique would have worked for Shime considering his golf game. The nickname would be OB.
Yeah.
So disappointing. I went on my old man walk last night, and the sun was going down, and it was 5:58, not even 6 o'clock last night, Curtis.
Yeah,
very disappointing, but it's nice out there today.
Yeah, I know it bothers people when I talk about them, but selfishly, the earlier sunset is earlier to bed for the little guys.
So yeah.
I take it with that. But yes, this week is gorgeous, but it feels a little too soon to be this brisk in the morning. But, you know.
At like 4 p.m., though, I did a walk at 4 p.m. yesterday, and it was a perfect temp. Like, it could not have been better. It was beautiful.
Well, because you love fall.
Right.
Like, fall is your season.
Yeah, but
if I remember correctly.
Correct, right. Yeah.
It's also, I think you paid somebody $400 to tell you that autumn was your color.
Correct.
Or what your autumn colors
were.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That is correct.
You're not cool autumn. You haven't deployed them yet, though. I see you in a, aren't you like a, what was your color?
A cool autumn.
Thought it was cool, a green.
Cool autumn.
Cool autumn.
This is like a cool autumn. This blue.
Cool autumn is the name of a color now.
Yeah.
I thought you said it was a green color.
No. Cool autumn is the season that I am.
If there are colors in there. If the person who did her color was just going to tell her that she was autumn colors, she could have only charged $200.
Okay.
So when she created Cool Autumn, she was able to charge her double, $400. Right. That's how that works.
Shanice making a killing, let me tell you.
I believe it.
Lives in Greg's building.
Okay.
She's doing quite okay.
Can she tell me what my color is?
Yeah, she sure can.
Yeah, your color is basically...
Light brown?
Black hoodie. That's black. No, logoed hoodie.
How much should that cost?
I don't remember. But she tells you everything. She'll tell you makeup. She'll tell you jewelry. Like if you're a silver or gold.
Yeah.
Okay. And how does she know that?
Because you're undertones of your skin.
And she says, "I feel a real connection to you."
That cost you $1,000. I'll see you next week.
No, it wasn't $1,000.
It had to be over $500.
No, it wasn't. It was under.
Okay. All right. Well, we got a lot to get to on the show this morning, including our leads in about 10 minutes. And then they set it at 7:20 this morning. And we will certainly discuss what Sean McDingbat said about the Chiefs' chances to get back to the Super Bowl.
Mm.
Good thing to taunt the Kansas City Chiefs preseason.
Right.
So we'll get to that and the rest of They Said It coming up at 7:20 today. News with Courtney at 7:45. And that includes Florida Not Like the Rest of Us and what went wrong when a woman... who decided she wanted to sell her used shoes and encountered a Florida man who wanted to buy them. So that and the rest of the news coming up later. And my daily reminder that you can leave us a voice note on any topic at any time during the show this morning on the Odyssey app. And we will play the very best ones back at about 9:20 or 9:30 this morning during Hill Notes. So leave us a Hill Note now, and we will play the best ones back later. And here is Courtney to start us off with what is trending this morning.
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Red Sox had a wild one last night, beating the Guardians 11-7 with two outs in the eighth. An infield single from Alex Bregman broke the tie. Jarren Duran and Trevor Story followed that up with RBI doubles off Cade Smith for the guys' second four-run inning of the game. Justin Slayton earned the win with a perfect eighth inning. Now, Garrett Crochet went six innings in his start, giving up seven runs on nine hits while striking out only four.
I saw Lou posting about this last night, and I always listen to Lou when it comes to baseball because he's a baseball guy. But he was talking about outings of Lake Curtis, not only from Crochet, but also from Giolito and Bayo on 4 days rest, and how the new norm maybe ought to be 5 days.
Ooh.
Which, I mean, I don't know with this rotation if you can afford it. But,
well, this is why, and you can go back and pull the tape on the day after the trade deadline. I said we weren't going to know the full mistake until we reached September, when Crochet's innings were going to be coming an issue, and you had these guys that hadn't pitched a full season in many years.
Yeah.
And the guy they brought in, May, went, what, three innings over the weekend? I mean, this is where having a Joe Ryan would be paying massive dividends. I think you would be two games up in the division right now.
Well, that score brought to you by the Mass State Lottery. Let's make it the best night ever. Grab your friends, pick your numbers, and celebrate the night with Keno and the Mass State Lottery. You must be 18 years or older to play. Now, Roman Anthony exited the game in the bottom of the fourth with a left oblique injury. He will undergo an MRI today. The Sox have another with the Guardians tonight. First pitch at 6:35. We've got Brennan Bernardino on the mound. Shaw McDonough joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's
the best Sean McDonough. I love hearing him on baseball games on this radio station.
When you started saying Sean McDingback, I was like, what is he talking about? Yeah, but then, I realized. Yeah.
There's a McDermott and there's a McDonough.
Yeah. We never say anything bad about our McDonough.
I was listening to him last night. Sorry about that.
The microphone sometimes gets shut off.
I forgot. I had a cough. I had a tickle.
Yeah. Which is good.
All good.
Shaw's Go Shopping, Get Rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcand at 5:35 for the MassMutual pregame show. Now, the Patriots hosted seven
Who's
free
agents.
Who's
tickling you?
I would say that would be this kid I went to school with named Gatorade.
The Pats hosted seven.
Is the throat a little parched this morning?
A little parched. I told you, I sleep with my mouth open, so I ran out.
You got to stop doing that. It's not good for you.
Yeah, but it's not like in the middle of the night I know I'm doing it.
That's why you got to do mouth tape.
I do the mouth tape, but I ran out of it. I do the, what's the popular one?
Skinny Confidential?
No, the black tape that everybody uses. I forget the name of it.
Could either be that or the Wake and Bake.
Or the
Raisin Blaze, as we used to call it back in the day.
That definitely gives me dry mouth, too.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure, it definitely, especially at nighttime.
Yeah.
So, but no, I have the mouth tape, but I ran out of it. I got to order some new ones.
I do appreciate and respect you because you, however you consume your weeds, it doesn't smell. Like, you do not smell like marijuana ever. You smell good always.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
That's why I say that's because it's all oils, man. I don't do pre-rolls as much or blunts rolling it up because then you get the heavy, heavy stink. But when you do like the vape and the oil, you get like a, you don't really smell it. It's like when people...
He actually found a way to have them injected through the hot tub spout or whatever one calls it.
Right up the keister.
Oh! Save that. Yesterday was one of the great moments of my life when Ty Law asked if I smoked pot. Never thought that would ever happen. So,
better than liquor, I'll tell you that.
I don't judge you, bud.
No?
Okay, so the Patriots, they hosted seven free agents at Gillette yesterday. The Pats worked out wide receivers Andrew Armstrong and Jacoby Keeney-James, as well as defensive backs Tyron Herring, Donico Slaughter, Major Williams, Trey Dean, and Malik Dixon Williams. The team is getting ready, of course, for week one against the Raiders on Sunday. Kickoff is at 1 p.m. I was very stressed about doing all those names, but I think I nailed it. Back at work, school, it's all happening. Real life routine shouldn't be a bad word. How about winning rhythm? Losing weight every week with Awaken 180 and looking forward to each day in every way. And fast results at Awaken180weightloss.com. That's what's trending. Coming up next, we've got our leads.